And then you're telling me, no. Well, you remember Rosh Lamishna Yotze Minah Gemara. You should learn to your Mishnah before Gemara. From Rav Yechanan, B'yamei Rebbe Nishnas Mishnah Zu. At the time of Rebbe, they learned this Mishnah. Shafu Kuli Yalma Masdisin V'yosu Basi Gemara. Like at Rebbe's time, they learned this Mishnah. The Ein Lecha Midik Dele Mizumi Gemara. The best thing is to learn Gemara. You know what everybody did? Everybody left over the Mishnayasim, they forgot about the Mishnayasim, and they ran to learn Gemara. So it wasn't good. Nobody was learning Mishnayasim. Hoda Darshul later, they made a drosha. That's the reason why later he said that you should learn Mishnah more than Gemara. Not because really Gemara is better, just because everybody was leaving over the Mishnayasim. Nobody learned Mishnayasim anymore. Rashi says, In Rebbe's time, that's when they were able to really learn Gemara good. The kibbutz kol tamini eretz Yisrael, the yad yom of lehoyo mesechta esduras, el kol tamid shom adavim v'igadu, temenu v'girus of nosin simonim halachot v'zmanis v'lonis. There wasn't really any mishnayisim yet. Rebbe the first time put it down. He started in mesechta es, nizikin levadim, yivomis levadim, kadoshim kodshim levadim. Yeah. So Rebbe saw that he put down stam, all right. K'mayis mafika chomru b'gemara, en lucha midi gvelim izu, shiifnu lei v'tam yamishnah. In Rebbe's time, that's the first time they really start to learn being. That's what Rabbi said, it's very good to learn Gemara. But then he saw everybody left over the Rashi says, Shofku Kuli Alma Mishnayasin, Melach Tzara Girsus Mishnosim. They forgot to chazer over the Mishnah, they just went to learn also Bosom Gemara. Rashi says, Lach Shev Svara. They only went to think into the Svaras. They didn't go to chazer over the Mishnayasin. How the Dorish Lo Nov have Rosh the Mishnah? The Shiyorah, they're afraid they're able to forget the Mishnayasin. And to forget the names of Chonim, who is Tzachi, who says Potter, therefore Rabbi now Dashin is very important to learn Mishnayasin. Now the Mishnah says, you hold the dosh do lo never rust the mission the yesim in a gemara. My dosh, what are we dashing? Rashi metchila. She dosh in gemara god. When you first dashing, gemara is better. How do you dashing it? So if Yehuda Rabbi Loi, could a dosh of Yehuda Rabbi Loi? What my dosh said? What the pasuk say? Higidli ami tisham lebeis Yaakov chatosim. Tell them that the various they did. It's higidli ami tisham el temid chomim. Rashi pshoyim ami dahainu temid chomim. Es chatosim ani kara pesha. Shoyel lehem lost his lay betami mishnosam. Shivaru lehem arikur. Lo yod aloha betech mishnah shein hikur. They weren't mavai the aloha clearly. Eil temid chomim. Sheshir gois nasos lehem kizoynis. If they make a small mistake, it's like a zodan, like a mazit. Ule beit Yaakov chatosam eilu am yoris. These are the am oris. Shez doinois nas lehem kishgogos. When the mistakes that they make, sharam, it's not so bad. Even if they make a mistake, it's only like a shkoga. But the Talmud Chacham, when he learns, he has to be very careful not to make mistakes. If he makes mistakes in his learning, he'll come out the wrong halacha. Whereas Tam, a regular person, makes mistakes, not so bad. That's the prospect of Ami Tishoyim, but Tam Chacham should not make a mistake. Yeah. So that's the time we learn, you do I know. Have you Zoya be Talmud? Be very careful when learning Gemara. Sheshir be Talmud, Oyla Zodin. If you make a little mistake, even by mistake, it's going to come out to be your fault, the Zodin. Dorish, yeah. Dorish Rav Yudi Rabbi Loi, might have seen what the pasuk say.
Shimu Dvar Hashem Machredim El Dvoroi, that means El Tamir Chomim. They have Yuris Hashem like. Omru Achechem, who's the brothers? Elu Bala Mikra, people only learn Mikra. Sanechem, the people that they hate, Elu Bala Mishnah. No, people only learn Mishnah, they hate that the Tamir Chomim, they learn Gemara. Menadechem, the ones that throw them out, outcast, Elu Amoritz. Now Shem Atomim, maybe you'll say, Pasak Sivram, Mevitzel Sechunam, they lost all their joy, all their happiness. Talmud the pasuk says, "V'nira b'simchaschem." Everybody together will see in the happiness. Shem utem, maybe you say Yisrael yevoishu. Maybe Klai Yisrael will be embarrassed. Talmud the pasuk says, "V'hem yevoishu." That means Ovdei Chachamim yevoishu. The goyim will be embarrassed, but for Yisrael yismuchu, Yisrael will always be happy. If you give to your friend to watch a keli or a behema, and it gets stolen from him. Or else it was lost from the Shomer.
Before we're talking about a Shomer Chinam. The law of a Shomer Chinam is he's potter on Gnev of Yaveda. So really, if he wanted to swear, he could have made himself free, didn't have to pay. But instead of swearing, Shilem, he decided to pay the money on his own, the Shomer. For the Rotsu Lishova, he did not want to swear. Because really, Shara Yom, really, it was said, the law is,
Shemechinam nishba v'yotzei. But Shemechinam has a right to swear that it was stolen from him or that it was lost from him, and he's potter. But this Shemer, instead of swearing, he wanted to pay. Now later nimtzu haganev. Later we find the ganev. So the ganev has to pay kefil, has to pay back keren and the kefil double one. So mishal tashlumi kefil. The ganev has to pay kefil. Topachumach. Let's say the ganev shechtuga sold it. Mishal tashlumi abod chamisha. The ganev has to pay back 4 and 5. Now the question is, lemi mishalim? To who does he have to pay? So the Mishnah says now the chiddush is lemi shafikod and etzloi. He has to pay the kefil dalvei to the shomer. The shomer gets it, even though the owner was the original owner. But since the shomer paid the money for the shor, with the payment, it's like he's kind of it, like it's his shor now, and therefore the ganav has to pay the kefil or dalvei to the shomer. What about nishba? Let's say at the beginning the shomer did not want to pay the money. But again, he swore and says, no, listen, I'm free. It was stolen from me, and he swore it was stolen from him. But like what's the shomer? He did not want to pay. Then nimsa ganav, then bezdin finds the ganav. So mishalim tashlum kefil, he has to pay kefil. Tofach ha-mocher, and we find out the ganav made a mechira or shechted it, mishalim tashlum above the chamish, he has to pay 4 or 5. Now lemi mishalim, to who does he have to pay? Lebal ha-fikadim. Here the money goes back to the owner. Since the shomer did not pay the money for it, the shomer only swore that he was potter, said, so very good, the shomer is potter. But now that we find the ganav, sheet, he has to pay back to the owner. The owner, he's the baal of the money, the baal of the pekod, the baal of the pekodin, he gets it. So Mara Stam, yes, lomu l'lemisti behema, for lomu l'lemisti kelim. What do we have to have 2 cases for? Ha-maskin, eitzach, avera, behema, kelim. What do we have 2 cases for? So Mara Stam, yes, 3 chani, both cases. Ti-tana, behema, avimina, behema, hu, the makni lei, kfeilom, mishun, den ofish, tirchei. Because the shomer has to watch it. It's a lot of tircha to take care of an animal. So there the owner is nice to say you could have the kefil. Lelu yelafuk, to bring him and take him out. If I only gave you my utensils to watch, there's not so much bother in watching them. Maybe the owner never has in mind to give over the kefil to the shomer. Even if the shomer pays money for it, still, the shomer, the owner maybe doesn't have a das to give him the kefil maybe. That's the chiddush too, he has das to give him the kefil. Now, the torn kelim have a mina, kelim would come acting like failure. You know why? Mishum l'nafish kefly you. There's not so much money involved. But by an animal, it's possible to be 4 or 5 times as much. Maybe then the owner doesn't want to give away so much money to the shomer. That's why in both cases, no, in both cases, if the shomer by his own decides to pay the money and does not swear, then the owner, as a karas hatoiv, we'll see in the Gemara from the Svara, is matna the kefil, or matna the alvei to the shomer. And this masculine or machoma, I who know the makdam shalom liyolam. How can you do this? You can't be makd to something that's not here right now. And I feel the rabbi, the other makdam shalom liyolam. How many middle grand parents dekel the middle yosi? How will hachem be yevim the mikvah? All right. Yeah, we'll go and start over with this again. So Shabbos.
Yeah, we started already the new parak, Karka Maskid. We will hold Naflam Adala. Just learn less Gemara again, was again. The Mishnah said a Chiddush that if you mafkid eitz a chaver a behemo a kelim, if you give your friend a shomichinim to watch for you, a behemo or a kelim, and it was nignavu, a shavdu, it was stolen from the shomer, or else it was lost from the shomer, so really a shomichinim just has to swear that it was nignavu and a bipota. So the Mishnah says a Chiddush. Let's say the shomichinim on his own, instead of swearing, says, you know what, I'll pay you. I don't want to swear, I'll pay you for it. So Mishnah says a Chiddush in such a case, that the locher is, let's say we find the ganav later, so the ganav has to pay kefil. Let's say he made a tficho mechira, he has to pay dal v'hei. Who does he have to pay the kefil, the dal v'hei to? So the Mishnah says the Chiddush, he has to pay it to the shomer. Even though the real owner of the animal is the owner, the original owner, that gave it to the shomer to watch it for him, but since the shomer did him a favor, and the shomer said, you know what, instead of me swearing and freeing myself, I'll pay you right away, so the schazer, the owner, we'll see in the Gemara, is makna back to him, the animal, that the kefil goes straight to the shomer. Suddenly we have the Gemara says, lomu l'mister behem, lomu l'mister kelim, wasn't interested in 2 cases for? Sricha, which says, behema, I would have thought, only because he works hard, the shomer, to take it in and take it out, that's where it gets stolen, the owner will give him the kefil. But regular kelim, it doesn't work so hard, no? Or else it would have just said, kelim, the Gemara says, I would have thought, kelim, there's not so much money involved. Like the most you could pay is just kefil. Whereas the behema, sometimes there's dollar behei involved, maybe there the owner would not want to give him away the kefil and the dollar behei. So that's why the Mishnah says both kelim and behema. Here's where we're holding now, really. Three lines, four lines in the bottom. Maskevlo Romi Bachoma. The question is, how does the owner give away the kefil to the shomer? And the haver meaner is, after the animal was stolen from the shomer, and now the shomer decides to pay on his own free will, so right now the owner says, you know what, if there'll be kefil involved later, I'm giving you the kefil right now. But the right now it's a dovish loy boli elam. Like right now it's not here. Or better still, the haver meaner is, the chur is called a dovish loy boli elam. We'll see. The afilu Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the Yoma that he always says, he says, Odom makne dovash loy b'lielam. You can make a kinyan on something that's not here on the world yet. We had before the Gemara in Kedushin that he says a person could go and be could go make Kedushin on a lady that she's still a goy. He said, I'll be in a Kaddish you now that the Kedushin should be chal after she becomes a ger. So the Kedushin is chal. Even though right now she's a shiksa, the Kedushin shouldn't be chal, but Rabbi Meir holds, you can make a ma'aseh kedusha now to dichal later for when she will become a Jew. But I'll tell you, Hani Mili, when do we say that? Kegoyin Peres Dekel. Another case is, if you own a